All right. So just to tell you guys a little bit about me, if you don't know, my name is Erica Latrice. I'm Erica Latrice, and I love working with female entrepreneurs. I love connecting with women that are visionaries. I love helping women that know that they just have a huge vision, a goal, a dream, and they may not have all of the pieces to pull it together, but they know that they have something that's going to add value to the world. And my tagline is essentially turning part-time passions into purpose-driven empires. And that is what I do. My passion is so strong that I realize most of the time when I connect with women and my clients, it's to the point that I get just as excited about their business as they are. When they win, I win. And that's why I wanted to offer this opportunity to do a free masterclass tonight, because I truly want to add value to you guys, because I know that when you step up and when you own it, there are literally people that are waiting for you to do that. There are people that are waiting for you to step out into your calling. And if you are equipped with the right tools, it can happen. And so many people have poured into me that I just find it necessary on a regular basis to pour back into other people. And so that is the gist. I am a mom of two of my best friends, Constance and Joshua, an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. And I really just love family. I love life, and I love what I do. And I also have the opportunity right now where I host a soft news and talk show that airs in North Carolina and a couple other places. And so that's my passion, just spreading positivity. If you just joined the call, we are introducing ourselves on the thread. You guys are so awesome. Bernadette, I see you, honey. I see you, Natalie. Natalie, you're amazing, and so are you, Gabriella. So let's see. What I'm going to break down to you guys, I'm going to give you 5 essential tools. These are 5 things you can take action on immediately. I'm all about taking action. These are 5 things that you guys can do to start seeing a difference in your calendar, to start connecting with your ideal clients, and start seeing results in your business. Now, I will tell you, you can get 100 tips. You can get 1,000 coaches to work alongside you. You can get 45 best friends to tell you how amazing you are and encourage you. But at the end of the day, no matter how many tips and strategies you get, it's in your hands. Results came into my life when I was so hungry that I refused to leave my fate and leave my success in the hands of anyone other than myself. So I will not pretend that I'm going to give you some secrets that will allow you to climb under your covers and just lay down and drink tea for the next 7 days and get results. It's going to take some action. It's going to take some hard work, but it's definitely worth it. So the first question, let's see. Okay, I'm trying not to get distracted looking at this. But the first question that I want you guys to share on the thread really quickly, I want you to share with me what your biggest goal is right now in getting clients. And by that, I mean, I want you to, you can share a number. You can say, it would be so amazing if I could book, you know, 50 calls in a week. Or share with me, it would be, you know, amazing if I could fill up my webinar. What would you say your biggest goal is right now when it comes to getting connected with your potential clients or your ideal clients? And you guys can just go ahead and throw that goal in on the thread. Hi, Adelaide. I see that Adelaide just did this. Love it. Gabriella is on it. 20 clients, 20 calls this week. Love it. And most of my clients that work with me know that I have a tendency to talk extremely fast. So I'm like, I'm putting the brakes on myself so I don't just do a huge overwhelming dump on you guys. In a second, I'm going to give you some time to participate and answer the questions. All right. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, so I'm jumping right in. These strategies are in no particular order, but they all are equally valuable. They're all going to be equally valuable when we're talking about filling up your calendar. Love it. Yes, 20 discovery calls. Fill up the group with 33 women. You're going to do it. You guys are going to do this, and you're putting it out there. I love it. Book 3 calls a day and 3 for the week. Yes, a waiting list. That's what I'm talking about. Love it, Natalie. Fill up the group program, Shirley. Yes, Penny, VIP client for one-on-one. Absolutely. Get in front of 30 women each month. This is so great. Okay, awesome. And thank you guys for keeping Claire in the loop. And someone can definitely share with her that I'm going to give the replay as well. Okay. So those are your biggest goals. And the first thing, and this is not one of the points tonight, but just believe it. Anything that's come on your heart, anything that you know you're capable of seeing take place is so possible. I've put goals out there and it sounded so impossible. I remember last year, 2016, I was in 2015 when I said it would be amazing if my show could be in more than a million homes. And at that time, it was in like 15 homes, I don't know. And since that time, it has literally aired in more than 17 million U.S. households just by writing it down and being intentional. So I share this with you guys because you're going to go back and you're going to see this post and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. I just put up this goal and now it's happening. So the first thing is definitely believing that it's going to happen. That's not the first tip, but that's what I definitely want you guys to know, that everything that you just shared is not impossible. It's so within your reach. So the first thing that you have to do, this is so basic, you guys, so basic, but if you're serious about booking clients, if you're serious about getting people on your calendar, if you're serious about getting face-to-face with that ideal client that you know you were called to serve and that you know you can help, the first most basic of basic principles is this, A-S-K, ask, ask. So often we can get so timid and think, oh, my gosh, there is no way that, you know, this person is going to pay me any attention, or I'm going to come off salesy, or, you know, I just don't know. I don't know how it's going to sound. And we come up with 100 gazillion ways that we're not going to work it out. The first thing is to ask. And I'm just going to give you a couple of different ways that you can ask, especially if you're using social media. One of the most popular post that I put up that received the most amount of response, like literally over 200 responses, was a one-sentence question. And I said, does anyone need help growing their Facebook reach? Question mark. That was it. Over 200 women responded to me just by putting that question out there, ladies. It's so important that we don't overthink getting connected with our ideal client. Like sometimes we feel like we have to get, you know, killer graphics. We need to have this futuristic video where we walk out of the screen and we just drop glitter out of the sky and, you know, have all of these bells and whistles to get people interested in what we're sharing. But if you can just be authentic, straightforward, and simply ask those people that you know you can help, ask them, do they need help? Ask them, do they have time to talk to you? Ask them if you could show them whatever it is that you solve, if you could show them how to solve their biggest problem, would they be interested in finding out how? And that's what you do. So we're going to talk about different ways that you can ask them. And this call is going to be about 30 minutes, just to let you guys know. So we have like 19 minutes left, just in case you want to get cool. So here's something that I want you guys to do. This is our interactive part. Name just one way, one simple way that you can ask someone. And by one way, I don't mean how can you form the question, but what are some outlets? What are some ways that you can come face-to-face specifically for you? What are some ways that you've come face-to-face or screen-to-screen with your potential clients where the opportunity would present itself for you to ask them? Example, do you run into them in the coffee shop? Are you in some of the same groups together? Are they in your group? Are they on your Facebook page? Periscope, live stream, love it. Ask in other groups. Love that, Shirley. Yes. So you're going to make a commitment to me, Erica. You're committing to me today. I want you to come up with a number and challenge yourself to ask live stream and inbox from your personal page. Exactly. Come up with a list of people that you can ask. That's it. Like, decide today that you're not going to spend another 24 hours shrinking down and being afraid to share what it is that you bring to the world. Ask during live conversations. Love it, Penny. Love it. So that is your first action step, your first step to getting people on your on your calendar. Start asking them. And don't ask them for, you know, hours of their time. Don't ask them for half an hour. Connect with them, 10 or 15 minutes, not much, but make a point to step out there and ask. Now, the second thing that has been tremendously helpful with filling up my calendar is being very, there are two steps in this one. There are two steps, and it's all about your office hours. This is a strategy that I learned so long ago, and I could hug and kiss the lady that shared this with me. But set your hours. I know what my hours are. Every single day, I know what hours I'm making myself available to pack it out with calls. So when I reach out to women or I invite women, I know if I have 3 calls left this week. I know if I can only give out 5 free strategy sessions. And I know this because I have my office hours. I personally use Google Calendar. Like, Google Calendar is my second home. I wake up every morning and live on Google Calendar. And I have it linked with my booking page. But I am encouraging you right now to make clear office hours. Decide how much time you need to be smiling and dialing. How much time do you need to have set aside to connect with your ideal client? Is it 2 hours? I usually do 15-minute increments. So decide for yourself how many hours each day you can commit to being on the phone, on Messenger, in person at the coffee shop, wherever it is that you meet with your ideal client. How much time can you commit on a daily basis set aside for them? Yes. So y'all are knocking out some homework, like live homework. So I want you to share that. Post it, if you don't mind, post it on the thread. How many hours each day, ideally, can you commit to acquiring your ideal clients and getting them on the phone and doing sales calls or pitches, however you set up your business? Make that commitment. These are your office hours. I literally, at my home office, I have my little sign hanging on the door, open and closed. These are my office hours. My kids love it. Like, they'll come and say, Mommy's closed or open, but 3 hours on Sunday. Yes, I love it. Accountability. So set those office hours. And then once you've set those hours, the second part of this is choosing your number. I love that a lot of you ladies put your number in there. And I want to commit however many days you will commit to your office hours. Yes. Oh, yay, y'all are keeping clear in the loop. Love it. So how many women will you need to talk to? So make that commitment. I know for me, if I have a new program coming up, if I have something that, you know, I'm doing my one-on-ones, which I filled up already for June and working on July, because I know that I can only give attention to like 3 to 4 women per month because I give it my all. So when you know that number of how many people you can connect with, how many people you can plug into, that will determine how many sessions or how many, whatever it is that you're giving away in that time frame, how many you can do. So if you have 2 hours set aside on a daily basis or you have 10 hours a week and you know you need to be doing 30 calls, during that time frame, your goal every time that you come in contact with someone and you're asking them is to plug them into one of those time slots. So when I reach out to someone and say I only have 3 spaces available for the rest of this week, it's because I only have 3 spaces available for the rest of this week because I'm looking at that calendar every single day and I'm filling it up. I need to meet 5 new women per week. Perfect. So you kind of give them your appointments. And I'm not saying, you know, sign it in stone. There's no way if they ask you to talk at 6 o'clock p.m., you are just not willing to change your hours. But I am saying if you know in advance when you're available, when you reach out to people, you don't lose them or confuse them. If they say, oh, absolutely, I'd love to talk to you, then you're not just going to throw them on a Saturday. You can tell them, I have Fridays available at 8 and I have Mondays at 10, which works best for you. It makes it easier for you and for them. So that is the second piece. Get clear on your office hours and then choose your number to plug people in. Love it. Y'all are going to be rocking it out. 10 to 20 women, Bernadette, love it. 5 new women for Penny. So that is the second thing that you ladies can do to start filling up your calendar. You have to be very clear on what that even means. Because for some people, it might be 20 people a week. For some of you, you may only need to talk to 5 people in the next week to get that one client that you're looking to book. So being very clear on that is what will help you. Now, this third thing is all about just how to take action. This is going to help you take action tremendously. 20 calls for Gabrielle, I love it. Okay, so the third thing that you have to do, you may not even realize how much power you hold in your hands, and I'm team, you know, get a coach, I'm team, have accountability. But there is one role that you can play that no one else can be as honest with you as you are with yourself. I love it. Giselle is going to get 10 calls. And this third thing is this, self-audit. Self-audit. There are times where I've had to step back, and I don't know if any of you have seen the post that I put out recently about getting a no, but I celebrate no's. And the reason I celebrate those no's is because they help me better self-audit my system. If I am doing calls and I'm getting like one yes for every 5 calls, then I always step back and say, well, what's going on with those four no's? What could I have done better? How can I, what was working? Why did some people reach, I've had people reach out to me that, you know, within an hour, they were signed up in a program. That they reached out, said, I'd love to talk to you, get on the phone with them, sign them up for a program. There are some people that are like, no. And doing a self audit is going to help you figure out what's going on. Am I getting on the phone with people that I don't really want to work with? Am I spending way too much time on Facebook when my great clients are actually coming from Periscope? Taking time to self audit and figuring out what is really working for you. It's tremendous because when you see those things that are working, you can start doing more of them. I don't have time to really go deeply into this, but there is a concept called zero-based thinking. Zero-based thinking. Take some time, you know, jot that down, look it up when you have a chance. But essentially, it is doing more of what's working, cutting off some things that aren't working, doing less of those things that aren't working, and like I said, eliminating altogether things that are draining your time but not giving you results. So if you don't take a moment to self-audit, you will keep spending hours posting in groups where you're not getting responses. You'll keep talking to women that you have no desire to work with. You can waste a lot of time. So I want you guys to think for just a second. You're going to give me like a mini self-audit. What is one thing that you've done? You can reflect back in the past week. You can go back a couple of months if you need to. What is one thing that you've done in the most recent time frame that gave you the best results? Maybe you signed a client, maybe someone reached out to you, or you were able to get someone on the phone. What is one thing that you've done in the past few weeks or the past month to get someone up? More live streams because people seem to love them. Love it, Adelaide. Love it, love it. Yes. Facebook posts, asking personal questions, gotten on the phone. Yes, networking events. Pennies are in-person person. I love it. Getting on the phone, Adeline. Yes. So sometimes we can easily overlook those things and we complicate it because, you know, Susie down the street or Tammy up the road, they're doing something totally different and they're teaching you something different. But I always say the fastest lane to be in is your own. Engagement in your group, Shirley, love it. And Penny, yes. So when you see those things that you're really good at and those things that people are responding to, just toss them out because someone else showed you something else. Like, I'm team public pages all day, every day, because I get a lot of clients from my public page. But everyone doesn't have to use a public page. And so you'll see a lot of trainings. You'll see a lot of people telling you this is a system and that is a system. And I think that is excellent. But do not overlook what's actually working for you. Yes, engaging in a group helps. Yes, and be open to seeing new things. But definitely don't discount what's already working for you. You can amp it up. You don't have to do so much that it gets watered out. But definitely I am encouraging you guys in the next few days to start doing more and sowing more of your time into what is already working for you. Because that is what's going to start showing up tangibly on your calendar, in your group programs, with your products and your services, traffic to your website, all those things. When you maximize what's working out. Yes, 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 yes. I love it. Okay. Yes, okay. So the fourth thing, because we have like 8 minutes and I still want to announce our winner tonight. The fourth thing that you guys can do to start seeing more results in your calendar with your ideal client. This is so, again, this is so simple. So I've asked this question to quite a few women that have reached out to me for social media strategy tips and things. And quite a few of them, I'm like, oh, so what's your public page? And then they tell me the dreaded answer, oh, I don't have one. And if I could throw my computer out the window every time I hear that, oh my gosh, I get so frustrated because Facebook is not charging you anything to use a public page. Instagram is not requiring a credit card. Periscope isn't digging in your pocket for you to scope. Blab is not requiring your credit card. Snapchat, I mean, I could go on forever. We have at our fingertips so many resources that do not cost a dime, that there is no excuse to not maximize them. Now, am I saying go open up 20 accounts and overwhelm yourself so that you're like a, you know, jack of all trades, master of none? Absolutely not. But if you're only using one platform, if you're only just using one little thing and not taking the time to figure out what's going to start funneling more people to you, free opportunities that can start funneling more people to you, you are holding yourself back, ladies. Like, I will not lie. I ignore Instagram at times. But the moment I started putting some call to actions on Instagram, I didn't even realize there was a message box. Like, I didn't even realize people could message you on Instagram. But let me tell you, I got a client from there just by posting more pictures and calls to action. So get creative. That is the next thing. Get creative with other resources that are at your fingertips. Penny mentioned this. She goes to networking events. It doesn't all have to be online. You don't have to put yourself in a box. But make sure that you're doing at least three different things to start getting your reach. Like, let's say if you were on MySpace, crickets, you're on MySpace, and you built this huge audience on MySpace. Well, no one's on MySpace anymore. So if you're putting all of your clients in one basket, you can do yourself a huge disservice. You want to have so many different, you know, multiple income clients. Exactly, Madeline. Y'all are like, MySpace, what's that? So the more outlets that you can use, I definitely have started online. I didn't start going offline. I started offline and then started incorporating being online. But live events is my second thing. I'm like, I need to be able to do things off of the computer, because in the moment when Facebook becomes MySpace and you're like, oh, I have 70,000 fans on Facebook, and people are giving you the side eye, like, who uses Facebook anymore? So you definitely want to mix it up a bit. I love it. Shirley says, y'all sleeping in on MySpace. But yes, so the fourth thing is mix it up. Get creative. Definitely hang on to the things in the areas where it's already working for you, but don't be afraid to try something new. Don't be afraid to hop in on a free training for Snapchat or jump in on someone's Periscope to figure out how you can start monetizing social media and other platforms. Now, the fifth and final thing that I'm going to tell you, ladies. In fact, while I'm getting ready to tell you that, I want to hear from you. What is your favorite platform? Even if it's offline, what's your favorite space to meet new clients? Black Planet. Y'all, Karen did it. I'm ending the call right now. She took it way back. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So, exactly. There was another. I don't know. Do you guys remember College Club? So, yes. I'm over here crying. Oh, my gosh. Yes, Periscope. Oh, that was hilarious. Okay, so Instagram, Facebook Live, yes, so many options there. And when you see someone else that's killing it on another platform, reach out to them. Like, Madeline and Karen, hands down, the queens of Periscope. Like, reach out to people. When you see them, this is just like a free bonus. I am team collaborate all day, add value, and connect with other people that are doing amazing, because it's flattering. When someone comes to me and says, oh, my God, I love how you did something, I have no problem sharing a few tips. I mean, I'll sign you up for a coaching program if you ask too many questions. But definitely don't be afraid if you see someone doing great in an area that you're kind of nervous to step out into, reach out to them. So that's, you know, another extra tip for number four. All right, we have just a few minutes. I think I'm going to end up going over. The final step is the most important one. I can give you guys probably like 75 more strategies, but if you never do this final tip, it won't matter. None of this will matter. So the fifth thing that you must do, if you're serious, if you're ready to start filling up your calendar, you know that you can ask. You know that you need to get clear on those office hours. You know that you need to be very clear every week at the start of the week how many people you plan to talk to. You know that you're going to do the self-audit. You're going to look at the things that you're doing the best. You know that you're going to get creative with the resources. But if you don't take action, if you sit there and come up with 115 reasons why you have not asked one person to get on a call with you tomorrow, then you have just wasted the last 28 minutes of your life right now. I can tell you guys, getting coaching is incredible. Having accountability, amazing. Getting in a mastermind group, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. I mean, just so great. But if you are not taking action on all of this stuff that you're getting, I call it obesity. It's mental obesity, where you're getting just feeding on all this knowledge. You're feeding on all these tips. You're feeding on all these books and strategies and webinars, but you're not doing anything with it. And I know that you ladies are all about action because y'all are filling it up in the comment section. But number five is take action. Yes, Natalie, wisdom isn't what you know. It's what you do with what you know. Hashtag t-shirt right there. Like, I love it. So, yes, like, ladies, we have to take action. It is not enough to know all this great stuff. I could give you, like I said, so many more tips, but take action. I want you to commit to yourself. Commit to yourself this week that you're going to apply the very things that we just went over. Apply them. Stop the studying. Yes. Do something. Yes. One of my favorite speakers, he ended up owning like a bunch of restaurants, multimillionaire, but his favorite tagline was a PhD. What you gonna PhD do? Getting all this education and not doing anything with it. Yes. No procrastinating. Exactly, Jaleesha. I love it. Love it. Love it. Yes, Natalie, you do need to make some shirts. You dropped some nuggets. You might need to save some of them. Don't post anything else, Natalie. Save it so we can buy the shirt. No, I'm kidding. I love it. So take action. Those are the top five steps. Like I said, ladies, I have so many more, but we just don't have time in this 30-minute time frame. But I will tell you, I'm about to do something that's so crazy. I was actually hesitating on doing it, but I'm going to do something that I've actually told one of my clients, and it's, if you are one of my one-on-one clients, don't get nervous. You're plugged in, so you got this. But what I want to do is take this further. I want to take it further. For those of you that are like, look, I'm serious. Like, I'm ready to take action. I'm ready to fill up my calendar. I need accountability. I need a step-by-step plan, but I'm going to do it. I am doing a 7-day boot camp. Like, we're going in for 7 days. And if you're waiting for me to say it's going to be like $15,000 or something like that, it's not. Because I want as many of you up there as possible that are ready. And we're going to go in on a daily basis. You're going to have access to me coaching you, laser coaching specific to your goals. You're going to have daily accountability. You're going to be plugged into a private group, a small group, where you're getting support, you're getting networking, but most importantly, you're going to get the visibility and marketing strategies and tools to help you get connected with your ideal clients, to take tonight even further so that you can start filling up your calendar. You ladies that said you're going to talk to 20 women, you're going to talk to 33 women, you're going to talk to however many women, you're going to talk to them. So if you're ready, if you want to know what I'm about to do with this 7-day get book challenge, just type I'm ready. All I need is one I'm ready, and I'm going to tell you guys what it takes to be a part of it. But this is going to be a private thing. So, yeah, Bernadette said, let's kick it off. So, yes. All right, so I'm going to share this with you by announcing our winner as well. There's one lady that does not have to worry about going to the link that I'm going to share with you, because she killed it. She killed it in the challenge to invite other women into the group. And that winner, drum roll please, is Jaleesha. Jaleesha, your spot is saved for you. Miss Jaleesha Janet Parson, you are taking that free spot, and you're going to be getting that 30-minute intensive one-on-one session for all of your hard work in the last 24-hour makeover madness. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all give it up. Like her and everything. Jaleesha was killing it. But for the rest of you, no worries. You still can get in. And it is not $1,500. It is $25. That's it. $25, because I want no excuses as to why you ladies cannot be a part of this. I'm going to pour my everything in it, because I'm telling you, for those of you that have goals, you're going to see them happen. So if you want to take part in it, I'm just going to post the link, or you can go to it. It's ericalatrice.com/getbooked, and it's on. We are taking off. You guys can go ahead and reserve your spot. The link is up, and I'm going to post it on the chat. Y'all are rolling. I can't keep up with the chat. Let's see. I am so excited. I cannot wait to hear you guys, your goals. Cannot wait to help you see those goals take place, and you're going to be blown. Mind is going to be blown when you see how close you already are to filling up your calendar. There you go. The link is up. It's a 7-day get book challenge. I have gone over by 3 minutes. So I'm jumping off. If you guys have any questions or any feedback and all that good stuff, continue to post. I love you ladies. Oh my gosh, y'all are the best. Love, love, love you ladies. And if you want to take part in